I felt, rather than saw, his look still on me. Watchful, intent, hostile. But he spoke lightly.
Threaten you? Not the least in the world, my love. But we're in this together, you know, and we work together. I can't have you forgetting our bargain quite so soon. You're doing splendidly so far. Things have gone better than I dared to hope.
And they're going to go on that way, darling, until I, and you, of course, get what we want. Fair enough.
Oh, quite.
I regarded Con curiously, straining my eyes against the dark.
I wonder.
Yes?
I said, slowly.
I wonder just how far you would go to get what you wanted.
I've sometimes wondered that myself.
He sounded amused.
You'd maybe be surprised what you can bring yourself to do, little cousin, when you've never had a damn thing in your life but what you could make, or take, with your own two hands. And what's wrong with that, anyway? A man who knows he can...
He broke off, and I thought I saw the gleam of a smile.
Well, there it is, girl dear. I'm not going to be sent on my travels again. Fair means if I can, but by God, I'll see foul ones if I have to.
I see. Well, we know where we are, don't we? I brought the packet of cigarettes out of my pocket. Smoke?
Thanks. You smoke too much, don't you?
I suppose I do.
I knew you'd more sense than to panic at the first hint of something you didn't like. What is the trouble, anyway? I've a light. Here.
In the momentary flash of the match, I saw his face clearly. In spite of the light words and the endearments with which he was so lavish, I could see no trace of liking, or even of any human feeling, in his expression. It was the face of a man concentrating on a job, something tricky, even dangerous, that called for every ounce of concentration. Me. I had to be got back into line.